All right, we'd like to call this July 3rd public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners to order. Thank everybody for coming out. Welcome, everybody. If everyone would please stand, the first order of business today, I would ask all of us to take a second and have a moment of silence to remember a good friend of ours, Leo Martin, mayor of Mountain Lake Park, who passed away. So we'll go ahead and do that in memory of him at this time. Thank you very much. If you would please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Tichnell.
It's all about for word of prayer. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this glorious day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for all the people that are gathered here today. We especially, Lord, would ask that you be with Leo Martin's family, that you would reach out and comfort that family in their time of need. Lord, we just ask that you be with each and every one here and that you be with us as we go through our business here and that everything that we say and do here today would be pleasing to you. We also ask and thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have, the freedom that we have, that we're celebrating here this weekend and tomorrow. So, Lord, we just thank you for all this and just continue to praise you for all that you do for us. In your precious holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Mr. Knoll, are there any additions, deletions, corrections of the public agenda?
No, sir, there are not.
Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the public agenda?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. The agenda is approved by mutual consent. Everyone got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Is there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the minutes? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve minutes.
We have a motion. We have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Minutes are approved by mutual consent. All right, the first order of business is bittersweet. As everyone is well aware by now, Rodney Glodfeldy has entered into retirement, and it's good to see him again. We had a nice retirement dinner the other weekend. And we have some gifts, and we wanted to formally recognize Rodney here in the public meeting. So, Rodney, if you'd come on up here for a minute. And we have a... We have a certificate for July the 3rd, 2017, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners. Commendation to Rodney B. Glodfeldy for 41 years of dedicated service. We, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, wish to express our sincere gratitude to you for your 41 years of dedicated service as the Garrett County Health Officer and with the Garrett County Government. We hereby bestow to you this certificate as a token of appreciation upon your retirement. Your wisdom and commitment to excellence have long inspired all of us and will be remembered for many years to come. We wish you good health, happiness, and continued success in your retirement. And we have a commendation for Rodney, along with a glass clock from Simon Pierce. And for those of you that weren't at the dinner, I'll reiterate that Rodney is universally respected throughout the state of Maryland. He has done a tremendous job here. And I know Commissioner Heimbaugh can talk more than I can with his experience here in the county. But I can tell you in the short term that we've been commissioners, when we've been around the state, everybody knows Rodney, everybody respects Rodney, and everybody likes Rodney.
Thanks, Paul. Just that when, I can say, going back to what Paul just mentioned, when I returned to the county in 1995, Rodney became the health officer shortly after that, and I think it's safe to say that the health department had they were grappling with a lot of issues back in those days. They were in multiple locations, and there were a lot of personnel issues, and he was able to pull all that together. And I've been in a number of meetings where I've heard state-level officials refer to the Garrett County Health Department as a model for the rest of the state. And a lot of that is attributable to Rodney's leadership. Of course, there are a lot of good people that work there that have helped him out over the years. But he's shown what a difference leadership can make. And he's made Garrett County a much better place to live for a lot of people. And he and his organization have been able to provide a lot of support and help to people that otherwise would have had a very, very difficult time and probably nowhere else to go for help. So, done a great job. He did lie to me. He told me that if I ran for commissioner, he would stay until my term was up. He's leaving ahead of time.
It's almost
up. I'm just kidding. I tease him about that all the time. But we're going to miss you. You've done a great job.
I'd just like to add, Rodney, that for myself, it's been a great honor and privilege to know you and work with you. I just reiterate everything that has been said, both here and at your retirement party. You're a great gentleman, great friend, and I appreciate all that you've done for us in this county.
Thank you. Thanks,
Scott. And retirement's not all it's cracked up to be, I can tell you.
Well, I'm trying to figure that out, but this is my first day, and I had to come back to Oakland, you know. It was worth doing, because I really appreciate this, guys. And, 41 years is a long time. And, I think one of the, it's been good being health officer since 1998. And we did do a lot of good things over there. It's really attributable to our great staff. They're really, really good people that work at the Garrett County Health Department. But we've achieved national accreditation, as you know, and it's, and I think there's more good things to come in soon. So the one thing I want to say is, 1993, I left the health department and went to work for county government. And we had a really terrible solid waste disposal system at the time, unlined landfill, transporting the waste from all these satellite sites was terrible. I'm really proud of the job we did while I was working with the county. But the important thing is, working with the county, I really got to know a lot of the great people that work here and continue to work here. And I further knew them when I was health officer. And I'll tell you, this is a wonderful place to work. You don't know how great it is to have a county government like we have up here and have commissioners that are as good as our commissioners. And generally, I've worked with a lot of commissioners and they've all been good. But I've really appreciated working with you guys this last 3 years. And plus, the finance office, the road department, public utilities, everybody is just top-notch in Garrett County government. And it was hard leaving the health department last week. It was bittersweet. Like you said, it's just hard walking away from there last day. But I'll feel the same way when I walk out these doors today. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Congrats. Yeah, hey, you're retired now. Leave. Go. Enjoy the day. Thanks, Rodney. Okay, the next order of business, we have Garrett County Purchasing Department. Brian, what do you guys have for us?
Okay, Well, we have actually, gentlemen. First one is for recommendation for award, motor oil and grease bid number 17-0525MO. Well, it's advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on May 25th, 2017. Bid packets were requested by 3 bidders, 2 bid services, and 2 responses were received. The bid tab was provided to you. After reviewing the bids for compliance and working with the roads department, we'd like to award the contract to Brewston Petroleum out of Morgantown, West Virginia for 13 items. The contract period would be July 1, 2017 to June 3rd, 2018, with possibility of 1 year extension based on mutual agreement between the county and the vendor in the same terms and conditions. And additionally, I'd like for you to reject the bids for the 5W30 conventional motor oil. There was no usage for that.
Questions? All right, we're going to do the next one as well.
Gentlemen, for your consideration this afternoon, I have a contract award. This is for on-call civil and structural engineering services. This is to support our engineering department. The types of services we're looking at there is obviously structural and civil, but then also geotechnical surveying and hydrology engineering. Proposals for those services were accepted on May 4th. We did receive a total of 18 responses. I provided you an evaluation summary. There were 4 members of a selection committee that reviewed those 18 proposals. We narrowed that down to 3, shortlisted those, and we evaluated the cost proposals. We had asked for a set list of disciplines within those different engineering disciplines. And the recommendation after reviewing all of that and negotiating rates with the top ranked firm was to award a contract to Wallace Montgomery and Associates. They will, there's a list of contract rates that I had given you previously. That's what the contract will be based on. Whenever the engineering department has a scope of work for a particular project, they will provide that scope to Wallace Montgomery, have them price it out. We have reserved the right to further negotiate that final price, but that's how the whole contract will work. It's based on an on-call. This is really the first time we've done engineering services this way, but it's like our other on-call contracts we use. Same format. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't.
All right, hearing no questions, do we have a motion to accept bid number 17-0525MO for Brewston Petroleum Company and bid 17-0502 for Wallace Montgomery & Associates as recommended by Purchasing Department?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, next up, we actually have 3 separate public hearings this afternoon on different issues. The first one is going to be for the Limestone Road, and what we will need to do at this point in time is to have a motion to close the public meeting and open a public hearing for the Limestone Road closure.
Motion to close meeting.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we are now in the public hearing for the Limestone Road closure. And is anyone here today to speak on that issue? That one was an easy one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We wonder what your plans are.
For Limestone?
Yes, sir.
Would you want me to read a statement?
Yeah. Kevin will hit this, and then if that doesn't answer your question, we'll answer it for you.
This is the petition to close a portion of Limestone Road. The county owns and maintains a system of roads within Garrett County, and by provisions of the state code is authorized to take those actions it believes necessary or required to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the public in use of the road system. Due to a landslide and the resulting unstable conditions associated with the slide, a portion of Limestone Road has been closed to the public travel on an emergency basis. It has been determined that it is not feasible from an economic or engineering perspective to repair the road. The county desires to close a section of the road permanently in order to protect the public health, safety, and welfare. The section to be closed is located 3.3 miles from the intersection of Route 219 and the accident Friendsville Road. The section encompasses 5,715 feet from Deer Road to property located at 4501 Accident Friendsville Road. So the proposal is to close that section of road from Deer Road to 4501 Friendsville Road.
It's going to be closed where the barriers are now?
Yes, sir.
Yes. The barriers are not going to be moved from there.
That's correct.
Well, I think the plan is to remove the barriers
and put some kind of gate.
Is actually install an iron gate and provide the landowners with the key, lock and key to the gates. That way you'll have access, if you, for whatever reason, to the road, that it keeps the general public out of there.
Who would be responsible when you give the key?
You're the landowner of the majority of the parcel of land in there, so you definitely get a key. And it's my understanding that at the lower end towards Bear Creek, there's an adjoining property owner, and they would have access. We're the hunting club.
No, we don't want no key, either open the road or close. We don't want the responsibility.
That's
well, it's all my understanding.
You will retain ownership. There'll simply be two gates.
No.
It's just we'll put the gates. We're just going to do that.
We were just going to do that for the convenience of the property owners, but the road reverts to the property owners on either side.
By deed?
Yeah, we do not have a deed. We do not have a right-of-way. We have a prescriptive, what's called a prescriptive right-of-way. So there is no deed. And once we close the road and say that it's no longer part of the county inventory, it will revert to the property owners on either side of that road.
So and it won't be used for bikers anymore?
We'll close. Well, if nothing else, we'll leave the barricades up, and that will be it. If you would want some kind of access gate, we're willing to work with the property owners to help you with that. But if you don't want that, we can leave basically the barricades in place.
But am I understanding this right, that you guys own the property there?
We own some of them. There's another property owner, too.
So, we own everything on the, I'll call it the south side, on the north side, about halfway down the hill, and then there is a disputed area that perhaps Holland owns now by quick claim deed. I have no idea.
Okay.
So
it's in limbo.
I think what we can do is, once we're completed with this, we can have Jay and Kevin work with you. And if you want the barriers, we'll be able to work with the property owners to make sure it's how you guys are most comfortable with it.
And then the land will revert to the property owners.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. For what we have is a lot of trespassers. If you put a gate there where they can get access through there.
Yeah. Well, and certainly, like I said, we'll work with you guys and the other property owners to make it how you're most comfortable to have it there.
Okay. When will this happen?
We have to 30 days.
What's that?
30 days.
30 days. Yeah.
We'll work with you before then, but officially 30 days.
Yeah.
And who will we be dealing with?
Jay? Okay. Do you guys know Jay? He's our director.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He's handing out money. You better take as much of it as you can get.
I don't think this is going too far.
Yeah. And we'll just make Jay the point person on that.
Anywhere you want.
I mean, you after you think about it, you might want a gate there just so you can have access into your property there if you wanted to go in for some reason.
These gates always created a problem, you know, for trespassers and stuff. they'll bust the lock off and they can get through.
Solve the chain.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and that road's going to be a problem. There are a lot of people who are really going to be protesting and stuff.
Well, they had the opportunity to protest right now.
I know.
So.
That won't really solve it, but we can try.
They had the opportunity to come in here and present their case. They didn't, so.
We'll work with you.
Okay. Thank you.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
I was just down there the other day. How things will be much longer. The roads even will be passed.
Has it got worse?
More and more. Okay. Heavier rains will get more.
Where we got access, where you got the barriers, to the top end of our property and the bottom.
Okay.
So.
Yep. Okay.
And I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, great. Anyone else for the issue of Limestone Road? All right, hearing none, can I get a motion to close the public hearing on Limestone Road?
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second?
Second.
All right, the public hearing on Limestone is now closed. And the next issue is the Puzzley Run Water Project. And I will need a motion to close the public meeting and open the public hearing on Puzzley Run.
So moved, Paul.
All right. Second?
Second.
We are now in the public hearing for the Puzzley Run Water Project proposed improvements. And Pat Hudnell from the Department of Utilities will take over.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. So this public hearing is in accordance with Section 9-652 of the Environment Article of the Annotated Code of Maryland, and again, we're seeking approval to proceed with the Puzzley Run Water Project within the Kaiser's Ridge Water Service Area. I brought along Dan Titchnell with RKNK, who's been our consulting engineer for the project. He'll give you a quick overview of the project itself.
Well, let me first start off by saying thank you to the Utilities Division and to you, Commissioners, for including RKNK in this project. Puzzley Run, the proposed site is about a mile and a quarter east of Kaiser's Ridge. It's situated alongside Puzzley Run. The thing about Puzzley Run is it's a Maryland high quality tier two stream, so we couldn't impact the water quality of that stream at all. So we're being able to get, you know, to avoid any sort of impacts by mitigation through Maryland Department of Environment's best management practices for stormwater management and erosion and sediment control here at the site. The water treatment plant itself will be a dual train 100 gallon per minute treatment plant. It'll be a two level facility. There'll be a contact chamber on the lower level where high service pumps will pump the treated water into the Kaiser's Ridge water system. Also included in that small treatment facility will be a little lab and chemical storage room. The water line itself is roughly 3,300 feet long, and it follows an existing logging road down into the Savage River State Forest. There's one well down there that Utilities Division has tested, and it's a good well, and then they'll be developing another one. This water line is 6-inch PVC. I don't know if I mentioned that or not. One of the things about this area was the DNR has a couple species of concern in that area, an orchid in particular and a shrew. Utilities Division was able to address those concerns of DNR by placing the water line in one real wheel route of the road and the electric line in the other wheel route. So the actual limits of disturbance will be very, very narrow down to there. It's only 12 foot wide. Not to mention the fact that there again we've worked with the county on the erosion and sediment control to make sure there's no impacts to the stream. The estimated cost, construction cost for this project is $1.4 million. It's being funded through two grants. One grant is for $1 million. It's from the Maryland Department of Commerce, The other grant is a $500,000from the Appalachian Regional Commission. And it will be administered, those funds will be administered by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. You guys have included this project in your fiscal year 2018 budget. It's on page 19. I think it's called Kaiser Ridge Industrial Park Water Upgrades.
With that, we'll turn it over. I believe you have a copy of the resolution for decision.
Resolution, Kevin.
Yes.
Now, Pat, this, having worked on this for years and years and years and years and years.
It's in your book. You didn't bring your book.
Okay. There's a redundancy here for Grantsville, too, right?
There will be a connection made for emergency supply to Grantsville.
Right, yeah. Correct. Because that was, I was the mayor when we did this, and
right.
They had to give up some of their capacity,
right,
and the trade-off was they were going to be the emergency backup.
Correct, yeah. Okay. So essentially, we purchased water at this time from Grantsville.
Correct.
Trade 50,000 gallons a day of appropriations from unused wells that Grantsville had for
correct.
This appropriation. And then Grantsville
right.
gets our capacity and emergency connection.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. Great. Okay, any other questions for these gentlemen?
When do you anticipate construction will start?
We're looking to have this bid pending the approval today to put this bid next week.
Well, let me see your head. What's the estimated completion date? I can't remember.
No, you don't.
200 days?
Yes.
200
days. Well, it was 200 on the water line, yeah. And then we had another 100 and 100 days from the treatment plant.
Okay.
So 300 total
okay.
To substantial completion.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. One thing we're going to make sure that we do is we're going to try to have a minimal impact on the environment
right.
in that area at that well. That's why things be laid out the way they are. And we're going to limit the number of trips back in there as much as possible, and we're still looking at an all-terrain vehicle to traverse that instead of having trucks. So we're going to do everything we can not to any of the state's concern with the environment in that area.
That's really important because, as Paul said, this has taken us years and years and years to get this, and it's critical to the development of, well, not just the industrial park, but that Kaiser Ridge intersection. Mm-hmm. It also goes to Northern High School, I think.
It
supplies
mm-hmm.
it water
does.
There, and it's a backup for Grantsville. So it's a big deal,
yeah.
And we don't want to do anything that would cause any problems with DNR allowing us access to that. So
exactly right.
Good point. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. I need a motion at this time to close the public hearing on Pusley Run.
Motion to close the public hearing.
All right. The public hearing on Pusley Run is now closed, and I need a motion to open the public hearing on the Bloomington Water Tank Project.
So moved.
All right. We are now in a public hearing for the Bloomington Water Tank Replacement Project, and Pat, you're on again.
Again, gentlemen, this is pursuant to section 9-652 of the environmental article of the Annotated Code of Maryland, seeking approval to proceed with the Bloomington Water Storage Tank Replacement Project. This is an emergency project we've been faced with since this past winter. Currently, there are two 60,000 gallon water storage tanks, steel bolted water storage tanks that serve the town of Bloomington. We discovered this winter that one of them has been damaged severely due to ice and has had to be taken out of service, so we're down to one 60,000 gallon tank currently serving the town. So we're undertaking an emergency project to replace both of those tanks with a new 150,000 gallon concrete tank. This was discussed in the master plan and was part of the original Bloomington Water Project. So it's nothing new, we're just stepping ahead with this section of the project. The existing damaged tank will be taken out of service, well, it's out of service, will be demolished, and we will construct a new tank on-site without damaging or compromising the existing water treatment plant and lab. Cost of the project right now is estimated at $510,950. We've made application to USDA through their Emergency Community Water Assistance Grant Program, and we're expecting award of $410,950 grant. The remaining $100,000 will be funded through MDE at a 50-50 grant to loan ratio.
Okay. Questions for Pat on the Bloomington water storage tank?
This will be followed then by the new water treatment facility. Yes. Right?
And the tank will have the new tank will have an extra 30,000 gallons of capacity in the event that Luke,
if we need to expand.
Or want to expand, go on the system. So right. It does have some reserve built into it.
Anyone here to speak on the Bloomington water storage tank? Any other questions for Pat? All right, do I have a motion to close the public hearing on the Bloomington water tank replacement project?
So moved.
All right, the public hearing on the Bloomington water tank replacement project is now closed, and we are back in the public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners. And we have three action items at this point in reference to those public hearings. The first one is the petition for closing a portion of Limestone Road, and that is petition number 2017-1, which states essentially, and anyone that wants a copy of this will make sure you get it. Therefore, it is ordered this third day of July 2017 by the Board of Garrett County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, in accordance with and pursuant to the power and authority conferred on the said County Commissioners by Article 12-412 of the Local Government Article of the Annotated Code of Maryland, that the portion of Limestone Road located in Election District Number 8, Garrett County, Maryland, the description of which is more specifically set forth above B, and the same is hereby formally closed as a public street or road in Garrett County, Maryland. Do we have a motion to accept road petition 2017-1?
Motion to accept 2017-1.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next up is the approval of Pusley Run Water Project in accordance to the plans that Pat spoke about. Now, therefore, on this third day of July 2017, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners of Garrett County, Maryland, after duly considering all information before it relating to the project, including the surveys, plan, specification, and estimate, prepared pursuant to Section 9-652A of the Environment Article, all facts presented and opinions expressed at the hearing and any other data made known to it, which it deems relevant and material to this decision, and acting pursuant to Section 9-652I of the Environment Article, makes the following findings. A, that the project serves the needs of the public in the service area. B, that based on the information and plans presented, the project is feasible from an engineering and economic perspective. And C, that the project promotes, protects, and enhances the public health and welfare and is in the best interest of the public. The Board of Garrett County Commissioners hereby approves the Pusley Run Water Project in accordance with the plans. Do we have a motion to accept?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion, a second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And finally, the Bloomington water storage tank replacement, which says almost exactly the same thing, replacing those items. If anyone wants me to read that, raise your hand. Thank you. So this one hereby approves the Bloomington Water Storage Tank Replacement Project in accordance with the plans that Pat laid out. Do we have a motion to adopt the Bloomington Water Storage Tank Project?
Motion to adopt.
All right, we have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That wasn't that bad.
That was.
Did you think it was?
Thanks for bearing with us through all of that. That all goes together. This goes with that. Okay, next up on the agenda is public comment. Does anybody have any comments or questions at this time? Yes, sir.
Since we praised Rodney, who's next?
You mean to be praised or?
Yes.
To be.
Probably me.
It's not going to be me.
Don't you? Who will be next? Health officer. Who's the health officer?
Can we announce?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's.
I was kind of looking for it last week. It's Ronnie retiring, but.
Yeah, should have issued a press release on that.
Yeah.
He hasn't officially assigned it yet, but that's.
Yeah. There's been an offer made to Bob Stevens. Who is currently working out there to take over as health officer. He has not officially signed that yet or accepted to it, but that's who the offer was made.
So we wait till he signs? Or
It's actually on their website. I looked today. So they have his photo on there.
It's done.
We recommend to the state, and the state has to appoint. So I'm not sure the official appointment has been done at this point.
But it is Bob Stevens.
It is Bob Stevens.
Well, then,
and if they published it, feel free to.
If anyone complained to me, then yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was smiling in the photo. So.
Well, that's positive.
So, economic development director, anything on that?
Committee has been, we solicited, resumes for people that were interested. That closed. The committee, was formed representing, various entities within the county, that screen those applicants. Interviews will begin next Monday. So that's where we are in that process.
Very good. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Is there a process that will be followed for replacing Leo Martin as mayor? I mean, being that it's in the midterm.
That will be based on Mountain Lake Park's charter. I'm not sure what their every charter is a little bit different. That would be actually a question for them in a public meeting. I would assume it would be their president of their council, which is pretty traditional, although unless that person wouldn't want to do it. But I'm sure they have their criteria set in their charter of how that would move forward. Good question. Anyone else? All right, thank you all for coming. Our next meeting actually is in Friendsville. It's our next meeting on the road, July the 17th, Friendsville Town Hall at 5 o'clock. So hearing nothing else, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.